This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Voters head to the polls tomorrow in North Carolina and Indiana. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama had something of a virtual debate Sunday. They appeared separately on dueling political talk shows. NPR's David Wellna has more.
Even if he wins in both Indiana and North Carolina, Barack Obama told NBC's Meet the Press he was confident Hillary Clinton would remain in the race until what he called the very end.
I don't think the race is over until Senator Clinton decides that she's getting out or until all the primaries and caucuses have taken place. And we know that's all, that's only a month away.
Clinton confirmed to ABC's This Week that no matter what happens Tuesday, she will also compete in the 7 remaining primary contests. Then she said the race will be decided by the unelected superdelegates.
They have to make up their minds based on who they think would be the best president and the best candidate to go up against John McCain. That is the process.
Obama said superdelegates should look at who's run a campaign that can bring about change and who can actually govern as president.
NPR's David Wellna reporting. We'll have more politics when we talk with Politico.com's Jim Vandehei later on this hour, plus a closer look at North Carolina in our other hour. One issue the candidates differ on, how to deal with spiking gas prices. Clinton wants to suspend the gas tax. Obama calls her idea, quote, gimmick. For now, a new survey shows gas prices up 15 cents a gallon. Trilby Lundberg's firm tracks prices. She says get ready for $4 a gallon gas if you aren't paying that already.
What we have already is, in many cities, premium grade is above $4, and diesel, of course, is above $4 per gallon.
Prices are up nearly a dollar since the beginning of the year. Yahoo's price was too high for Microsoft. Microsoft offered $47.5 billion for Yahoo. That was a boost from their earlier offer. But Yahoo chief Jerry Yang still turned MS down. Analysts predict a rough day for Yahoo's stock. It's already taken a hit in European markets. So you don't exactly need a PhD to figure out who would win in a fight between Iron Man and Dr. McDreamy. The superhero flick was number one at the box office last weekend. Iron Man hauled in $100.7 million. It's the second biggest premiere ever for a non-sequel. The Patrick Dempsey romantic comedy Maid of Honor came in second with $15.5 million. Hollywood hopes Iron Man will jumpstart the movie season. Ticket sales are down 6% from last year. There's a tiny slip of paper out there worth even more than Iron Man made last weekend. Someone in southern Minnesota bought a winning ticket for Powerball. The prize is $180.1 million. The lottery won't say exactly where it was sold until the winner comes forward. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mark. Did you see Iron Man?
I haven't seen it yet. Sorry. How was it?
Well, I saw it on Friday. I really liked it. Three words, Robert Downey Jr. He was great. So I didn't read the reviews. And then afterwards, I did read the reviews. And they said, oh, and stay around till after the credits. Best scene ever. And I said, I left early.
You got to pay another $11 to check it out.
Yeah, I'll be sneaking into the end of the movie from another movie.